Following a private meeting with Cameroon's president Wednesday morning, the Pope was driven through the streets of Yaoundé to Christ the King Church in the heart of the capital. He was there to speak to the nation's 31 bishops. In a country where 40% of the population declare themselves Christian, 15% Catholic, where, despite relative stability, the wealth of the nation is still controlled by a few to the detriment of the many, Pope Benedict told the bishops that their mission is to care for Cameroon's most deprived.
Dans le contexte de mondialisation que nous connaissons, l'Église...
He said, the bishop's mission leads him to be the defender of the rights of the poor, to encourage charity. This, he went on, leaves no room for ethnocentrism or factionalism, and it contributes towards reconciliation and cooperation among all ethnic groups for the good of all. He said it is the duty of Christians, particularly lay people with social, economic, and political responsibilities, to be guided by the Church's social teaching in order to contribute to the building up of a more just world where everyone can live with dignity. The Pope also touched on the problem of religious sects in Cameroon. He said the most effective weapon in the fight against the devastating consequences of ritualism and superstition is education.
The growing influence of superstitious forms of religion, as well as relativism, constitute an urgent invitation to give new impetus to the formation of children and young adults, especially in university settings and intellectual circles. In this regard, I would like to encourage and pay tribute to the work of the Institut Catholique of Yaoundé and all the church institutions which have as their mission to make the Word of God and the teaching of the Church accessible and comprehensible to all.
The Pope also noted that in this, female emancipation is key.
Montrons par là une prise de conscience réelle de la dignité de la femme et de sa vocation particulière dans la communauté ecclésiale et dans la société.
He encouraged the active involvement of women's associations in the church in Cameroon as an example to wider society of the inherent dignity of women and their particular vocation in the ecclesial community and in society as a whole. And then, the African family.
The difficulties arising from the impact of modernity and secularization on traditional society inspire you to defend vigorously the essential values of the African family and to give high priority to its thorough evangelization.
Concluding, Pope Benedict told the bishops that in developing the pastoral care of the family, they must be eager to promote a better understanding of the nature, dignity, and role of marriage, which presupposes an indissoluble and stable union. I'm Emma McCarthy.